Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl for 2-in-1 disinfection, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius, only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 23 of the Quick Picks podcast. I'm Behram Kazi, who you can find at DefMango on Twitter. With me is Estelle Vasudevan, who you can find at Estelle_Vasude, the number one on Twitter. And Jared Kimber is with us as always, who you can find at @JaredKimber literally everywhere. And Quick Picks is a podcast in which we take a generic cricket category and we draft our top five for that category. And we do that via a snake style draft, in which basically the order goes 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, and that's the order in which we pick. So, every week we have a different category, and this week we have the best franchise T20 jerseys. This is something I'm really excited about because we've seen lots of funky jerseys in different franchise tournaments across the globe, and Jared Kimber has picked number one.
Did you guys find this easy or hard? Because I didn't, I know so many shirts, but I don't like it, I found it hard to kind of work it out. And it's easy to find really great international shirts because there's webs, blogs and articles and Instagram accounts for them. There really isn't for franchise shirts, which I think is a huge missed market. Did you find it easy to find them?
I had like five or six on the top of my head that I just knew were going to be there. But then I had to look really hard for the other ones.
I had one on the top of my head. And when I Googled that, I found a few more. So...
I really did struggle, but I've sent through my first one, which is Perth Scorchers, the indigenous kit. I think the Big Bash kits, most of the best Big Bash kits are the indigenous ones, if we're being honest. But I just think the Perth ones have always been a cut above. I think they're absolutely, it's a brilliant design. I don't know who came up with it, but the way the orange and the black work together, it's absolutely perfect. So I think there's a couple of variations, but the one with the long black sleeves was always my favorite. I think it's a near perfect design. But as I said, a lot of those indigenous shirts in the Big Bash, I think they just absolutely nailed. And I think we might have had an indigenous one on the international shirts as well. Yeah. So whoever's helping design, whichever artists are being involved in this, they're absolutely nailing these cricket shirt designs.
It's an interesting one, right? Because it is an orange jersey. And those ones are automatically popular. And Perth has been such a popular, or well, not popular, but successful team in Australia. I think that's their best one out of all of the jerseys that they've worn.
Yeah. No, I think I'm pretty happy with that as number one.
All right, time for my number one pick. And this is not very straightforward, but I am going to go with RCB 2022. I think that is probably the best franchise jersey of all time. It has like
black and red.
But black is meshed, like it's not like black up top and then red at the bottom. It's black all the way through and it kind of blends into the red. And I like that sort of style. So they've generally had like black shoulders and then red jersey. But this one is more black than it is red. It's very clean looking. And if you look at the picture that I sent you guys, Faf is wearing it and he's looking like an absolute boss. And you can see the emblem of RCB.
Whoa. Can I just pull that back? Man looks like a boss in anything. I want to see what an unboss looking individual would look like in this shirt. I don't think Faf is the best. Faf could model anything. He's literally a model in AB de Villiers' music video.
Well, he also has the tattoo game to kind of, support the style on the jersey. But if you look at the RCB emblem kind of embossed lightly in the center, it's not doing too much this jersey, yet it has so much going on. And that's why it's my first pick.
I think that's solid. What do you think, Estelle?
Yeah, I think RCB's combo they had for a couple of years, the red, gold and black, was really good. They had a couple of good jerseys. Weirdly gone back to blue now instead of black. So I wasn't too happy with that. I mean, it's a nice jersey, but it's not, it doesn't hit the standards of the black and red, right?
I feel the contemporary RCB jersey in the ongoing IPL is actually trash. I don't like it at all.
It's funny, when you come up with this one, like, I instantly think this is a much better jersey than what they have. And you think, why would you go back from that? And also, like, you know what? I think that's one great thing in sport. And the cricket's just starting to do, and Sri Lanka and England are probably good examples of this, of we came up with a good jersey. Let's go back to it. Mm. Let's slightly modernize it or change it. Whereas I think, like that, I have no problem with teams trying different things and different styles and everything else. But that doesn't mean you can't bring back the one that actually worked. You don't have to just keep chasing.
Yeah. I mean, if they continued with that same jersey, I think they would have struck gold.
Okay. So.
Oh, well, maybe won a title.
So I'm going next with two picks, right? I'm really surprised that Behram didn't pick something from the PSL, because this season of the PSL had some really good jerseys, I feel, right? My first pick is going to go to an iconic one. I'm going KKR 2008, black and gold.
Yeah, I had
just
that.
The clean look of it. And I think it's, in a lot of ways, it's just because it's really iconic, right? Like Brendan McCullum getting that 158. Too many sponsors plastered all over the jersey. I are there any sponsors on the jersey?
Nokia. Yes, the big Nokia sponsor.
So I really loved that look. It was very simple and very classy.
I think clean is actually the perfect adjective to describe it. Plus, black and gold is a color theme that you cannot go wrong with. And also, I do not understand why Kolkata had to change their emblem. That gladiator helmet on fire was where it was at. And this was actually in my top five as well. I'm quite sad that you've gone with this Kolkata jersey, but I'm happy that it's gone this far up in the draft. Love that. Love the black, clean look of it and the gold stripes. And then Baz scoring that 150 odd in the opening game of the first IPL ever, the inaugural IPL game. It just adds to the, the fact that you called it iconic makes complete sense because of that Baz knock alone, I feel. And then, I just feel like jerseys of today have too much going on in them. Like 10,000 sponsors doing something and then shoulder sponsors, all of that. This had Reebok, Nokia, and it was just like really, really nice to look at.
Yeah. Okay. So my second one is the Islamabad United. I think it's the away jersey this time. The blue, the dark blue with the red or orange lines. The only problem I
you
have
like
with jerseys,
that?
I really liked it. I actually like their practice jersey more than anything, like the practice one with the strip in the middle. But since we're picking main jerseys, the only thing I don't like about this one is that the sponsor looks like Fart Lights, and I think it's Fast Lights.
That's my favorite thing of this shirt. Also, what's the weird penguin, the panda thing in the middle of
it? It's Food Panda. Food Panda is Uber Eats in Pakistan, and I actually like the sponsor part of this. Estelle, I like the home jersey more than this.
The red one. Okay, yeah.
Red
lightning
jersey.
The red one's really good as well.
Yeah. That was the one I preferred to this one. But yeah, do you know the story behind Islamabad's away jerseys? They came out with two different sets of away jerseys and then everyone called them out for plagiarism. And then they changed those jerseys and then they came out with this. And now it's made it to our list.
I don't mind this. I like their home jersey as well. I think they kind of nailed it this year. It's interesting because this is very similar to what the Sunrisers one is in that sort of pattern. And I don't know if you guys have seen, like, the Sunrisers one, people either seem to love or hate. And I think I reckon these shirts would be very similar because I think the red version of it is probably safer because you can't see the pattern as strong. But I thought this was a great jersey too. I didn't quite make my list, but what would you say about being that you've picked one and Bayram is here, what would you say about the entire collection of PSL jerseys? Cause I went through them, season by season and I must admit, I was a little bit underwhelmed. Like there haven't been as many, and you would think that Pakistan kind of in cricket is known as a stylish sort of thing, and like you look at the jersey and you're just like, there's a lot of basic jerseys here that
I think
just don't
this
really
season's
do
jerseys are really good, right? This season
three
teams with really good jerseys this time.
Yep And one of them is going to be my next pick as well, but I do believe that if you look at the PSL holistically, there's a lot of crappy jerseys and the Karachi Kings have basically never bothered with this. But yeah, in the midst of all of those jerseys, you find some really, really good ones. And I agree that this year, the jerseys were next level. And I personally would have picked the Islamabad home jersey ahead of the Red Lightning one, but I'm fine with this as well. My next pick is going to be Peshawar's Zalmi. And I am so confused because both of their 2024 jerseys
were
so good.
Yeah.
Like the black one, the black one is solid. The yellow one is solid. And I believe I can only pick one over here. And just because we've already gone with the black Kolkata jersey, right? Black and gold. I'll go with the Peshawar Zalmi home yellow jersey. It's got a nice indigenous, you know, traditional sort of pattern below the torso. And up top also, it looks very, very clean. Because the Huawei sign.
Have you sent it through? I can't see it yet. That's all.
Yeah, I have sent it. So you can look at the designs on the shoulders as well. And everything kind of meshes together really nicely. The sponsors don't look bad. Higher, Huawei, whatever. And then the Zalmi logo as well kind of stands out in this jersey. I feel like the colors pop more in the yellow one as opposed to the black one. Plus, we can't have three black jerseys now, can we? Because the RCB one was also kind of black. So yeah, Peshawar Zalmi home kit 2024 is my pick number 2.
So you're talking about the yellow one with like the design sort of around the hip.
Yes. That's
I'll get it. You can't do that, buddy. Sorry, everyone. Someone was attacking my jersey. It's a bit yellow for me. It's not, and I'm not against yellow. It's not my shade. I like the black one. The black one wasn't that far away from my view.
Yeah, I was really confused. I like both of them a lot. And just to add a little bit of variety, I went for the yellow one. Otherwise, if I had to buy one, I'd probably buy the black one, right? But that's also because of my body shape and how black makes you look better.
All right. I have one that I think I'm going to assume now that Estelle doesn't like this because I can't believe she hasn't gone in with. But I'm going with the blue Jaffna Stallions of 2020 with the dark colored stallion on the left hip. Oh my God, my cats are on my computer now. Sorry, everyone. did that come through? Did I manage to send it before I was attacked?
You did.
I can't believe we're still live. Well, not live, but I think Jaffna Stallions could be on this list about 5 times. I think they have absolutely nailed so many different shirt designs so far. But this one, I think, just absolutely stood out to me of like, I hate this color blue, right? And I still was looking at this going, this is a good shirt. And it actually reminded me of like the kinds of shirts that me and my friends would kind of try and design for our indoor cricket teams, where you want to come up with a really, you can't have all the patterns and everything because you couldn't put that on the shirts that you made yourselves, right? It would cost us too much money. But you can put like one cool design, and it was always like trying to find a really good picture online of a ball or something. And this is like in 1999 when there was like nothing online. And you're trying to find something really, really cool. And I wish I had found this stallion because it's just whoever drew this stallion, I think absolutely nailed it. And I love the look of it. But as I said, Jaffna, There's two teams, and I won't say the other one because I don't want either of you to pick it. There's two teams that I think have been really, really consistent in their history of just doing great shirt after great shirt. So I'll go with that one. And then I'm going to go with, let's have a look here, the Canterbury Kings of 2021-2022.
All right, then.
It also has a different name in, sorry, what's the women's team? It's called the Wizards, I think. It's got no collar, so it's a T-shirt. And it's very similar, which annoys me now, to the one that... Estelle went for the Islamabad away one. But I think it's slightly nicer.
I like it more than the Islamabad one. I think the lines are doing more over here.
I think the geometric stuff on it is really good. It also, and I know this is going to sound weird, but I think Estelle will know what I mean on this. It looks really good on women and on men. Mm. And there are a lot of cricket shirts that are made for men and then the women use the same one and you're like, no, this does not look good on women because women have a different body shape. There's something about the shapes of this one where I thought it looked really great on the women and on the men. And like if Canterbury want to send me a Wizards top or a King's top, I'm more than happy to wear either of them. But yeah, I've when I did the overnights of TalkSport, quite often the women's Super Smash would be on and this shirt would come up and I'd be like, this is incredible. Like, and I've never been to New Zealand since to be able to buy one. As I said, anyone from Canterbury want to send one over to the UK. In fact, we're all available to have all of these shirts sent to us. I am wearing my Seattle Thunderbolt shirt here from minor league cricket, which is, this is a good shirt too. I can't stand up because I literally have a cat attacking my ass at the moment, but you can see it's got the Space Needle from Seattle on it. And so a very, very, very good shirt as well. But yeah, so those are my next two picks. Jaffna Stallions in 2020 and Canterbury Kings / Wizards 21-22.
Very just on Jaffna, I had that just...
Oh, shit. Did you guys see that?
Yep, I think everyone saw that.
Oh my God. Ah!
All right, then.
1 second.
You're not banned safe from not safe for work, this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, apologies for the swearing. Shit, if I've sworn too much, beep it out. But keep the cat jumping on me because people need to know that I've done all of these shows with cats farting, playing, attacking things, breaking things in my office. It's only because I couldn't get them out beforehand. Sorry, on the Estelle, you going to say something about the Jaffna one? Cricket 8 brings you this show. They are analysing every part of our game. Head over for their watch-alongs, podcasts and articles on what is really happening on the field and why it matters. Cricket8.com is your place for cricket intelligence.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
Yeah, so the Jaffna Stallions jersey, I actually owned that one because they had like a big sale before, like during that season, and they had both jerseys up for sale without the sponsor logos and all of that. So perfect. Yeah. I bought it. And then the next season, the ownership changed and it became Jaffna Kings. So the jersey changed, so I could never wear it.
Well, I don't think Jaffna the Stallions, how many years were they the Stallions?
2 years.
Three? 2 years. Every single shirt training kit they did was world class.
Yeah.
And I looked up the Jaffna Kings. It does, they have not maintained that level of design.
They've gone towards the copying side of things. It hasn't been good. But Stallions really had some really good kits.
Yeah, I like that shade of blue, actually. I think Lucknow had that once upon a time as well in the IPL. And way back in the day, maybe Mumbai Indians kind of played around with that shade just for like a season or two, I reckon. But with respect to the Canterbury one, I think the Gillette sponsor actually fits right in. Although the women's team wearing a Gillette-sponsored shirt, you could question that. But I suppose...
Gillette make women's blades too, though, don't they? Or do they not? I know they're a men's
motto,
company.
Yeah, their motto is the best a man can get.
It's a fair point.
I don't know if women wearing that would be fine with today's day and age. But anyway, let's move on. And I'm going to go with another PSL shirt because I'm actually fearing Estelle right now. She's mentioned her love for PSL's 2024 jerseys. And I am going to go Multan Sultan's home jersey. I think it was a step up from their previous jerseys. And the tie and dye element of it, I really like how it starts like dark blue up top and then kind of goes towards a turquoisey color. And the Pepsi in the middle also looks kind of nice, sponsors gel in well. And I like the collar of the shirt as well. It actually, like the link I sent to you, the kit in itself is darker than what it seems in this. Like if you actually watch Multan play games, it's not as light colored as you see in this picture. It's darker than that. And yeah, I literally, this was not going to be my third pick. I'm doing this out of fear because I feel like it's still reflected.
But
yeah.
I don't have them on my list, Behram.
Oh, no. Ooh.
I have one more PSL team, but it's not them. Mm.
So what was that? That was Multan Sultans this year. And which one was it? Sorry, I'm being attacked by cats from two different angles.
The home jersey.
Home 2024.
Yeah. Let me look for a better picture for you guys. Because
no, it didn't come through. This is the two-toned blue one, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I didn't mind this at all. I'm not sure I like either of those colors, but together, I thought this was a more than acceptable shirt. I'm not sure I would have had it in my top five, but I can see why you went with that. Actually, I can see why you went with that because you were terrified that someone was going to take it from you.
Also, I've sent you guys a better link with like a cleaner picture and it looks quite nice in this one.
Again, it's another shirt that looks better because Mohamed Rizwan is wearing it.
True.
You know what I mean? Like you can get the wrong player to model it, yeah?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
New Zealand had some very good shirts and Jesse Ryder would sometimes model it. And it's like, I love you, Jesse. Not sure I'm going to buy a shirt that, you know, in that sort of style.
And Estelle is next with two more picks.
Okay, so... I have another PSL pick, but I think I'm going to hold on to it. I'll go with UP Warriors 2024. It's another yellow one, yellow and purple, but I really like the texture on the yellow in this one. I think it's kind of unique and it's not a combo that you see very often in the sense that you don't see yellow, kind of the main color in the jersey. So I really like it.
So and which one is this? This is the one with the... Oh, you've sent it through. It's the purple one or the yellow one?
The yellow one with the purple sleeves and collar. Yeah. And
I hate that.
I don't think I've received it yet, honestly, on the chat.
You're not missing anything.
I'm curious
it's
now.
It's a really,
I'm really
good
curious.
Jersey. What do you mean? It's a really good jersey. I think it's... really nice.
I don't think purple and yellow mix well, but maybe Estelle can surprise me. I have no idea why this WhatsApp chat isn't updating for me. But you carry on talking about it and I'll see it eventually.
If you put UP Warriors with the Z 2024, you'll see it's got purple shoulders, it's a yellow shirt, and it's got like a weird pattern on the front.
I like that pattern. Like,
yeah, no, I don't mean in a bad way, but I mean it's a very like you can barely tell it's a pattern. Mm.
You like this jersey? This is terrible.
No, it's not. I love it. I really like this one. This is one that I would have like if it was available, I would have definitely got my hands.
Can
on
you not
it.
Buy them?
Not here.
Oh, okay. No, I wasn't sure if it was, you know, they just hadn't put them on the market yet.
I'm not sure whether it's available, actually.
Do you know what I actually like about this jersey is the back? I know that sounds weird, but I like the purple with the yellow numbers on the back. And if the entire jersey was that, I would think it was absolutely spectacular. But unfortunately, it's a crap yellow with a weird pattern on it, and it's not for me. Do they not also, I don't know, if, what's the one they have with, there's one that's quite clean on the front, and there's another one with like a logo on the front around their stomach. Do you know that one?
Might be the previous season.
It might be, yeah. It might have been the year before. I actually, if I had to pick between the two, and I do not want to, I would probably go in that direction.
I'll tell you, okay. I'll give you one thing, Estelle. I like that pattern on the yellow. Those,
yeah,
that's
what I was talking about. Yeah,
flower patterns or whatever they are. But this, the texture. And I also like that collar. I like the
so
collar.
So you like
I don't know, those,
Ram? You like?
I don't think
you
those
like
two colors mix well together. It's like Michelangelo made a baby with Donatello or whatever. That's what it looks like.
The Ninja Turtles, not the painters.
Yeah. Not the painters. And if the painters did have a baby, that artist maybe would not come up with that jersey.
Yeah, anyway. I was thinking about the artist when you said Michelangelo. But anyway. okay. So
I knew what he meant.
My next one.
All right.
Okay, so I think it's kind of obvious that I like the jerseys with a bit of black in them. So I'm going for St. Kitts and Nevis. Oh. Are they the Patriots?
Yes.
From 2018. I'll just send that through. I think it's a really good, it's got like really good contrasting colors in it. And paired with Chris Gayle's headband, it looks really good, I think.
Yeah, I do you know what? I've never thought this was a good kit, but it looks really good when they're batting because of the helmet and the pads. So when you watch them in the field, I always thought, that's a bit boring. But the minute you saw them batting and it had the red helmet and the red pads, I was like, this is a great setup. It's another one of those t-shirty ones, right?
Yeah.
I'm generally okay
with this.
Green sleeves is something that I like. And I remember in the kits of yesteryear, St. Kitts and Nevis Patriots, they had the green and the black and the red doing too much, you know, everywhere. Yeah. And this is more like compartmentalized.
They've had some bad jerseys, no?
Yeah. Yeah. And they don't have a lot of red in this one. So I like that part. Plus, Chris Gayle's headband does make it look better. So I think this is definitely better than the UP one. But I like the fact that we have a WPL jersey in this. So I'll allow it, Estelle. I think that's completely fine. All right. I'm up next, am I not? Yep, I am. Yep. And I am going to go with a Big Bash jersey. And it is going to be Brisbane Heat 2021-22. Now, I love that shade of teal. I think more jerseys should be, of that shade. And, you know, we've obviously seen a lot of teal jerseys for Brisbane, but this one is cleaner, you know. And the sponsor in the middle kind of goes with the color theme as well. Plus that blue fire that's coming from the bottom. I really, really like that, right? And I remember there was a Brisbane Heat jersey in which the fire was black. When they
I think
went
that's
with
the
2018 fire,
one.
Yes, I think Shadab was wearing that one when he played the Big Bash. But this one, I just felt like they fixed that because black fire didn't make sense to me. But this teal fire did. And I just, if you zoom in on the photo, you know, there are little intricate, you know, details on this shirt as well, in which it says Brisbane Heat. And also it has these boxes, tiny boxes. I just feel like the Nike logo and the sponsors fit really well with the entire jersey. So yeah, that's my next pick.
It's another t-shirt one, isn't it? It's not sexy, but there's a lot to it. I like the, not even handwritten, but you can barely see the words Brisbane Heat on the on the main part of it when you go into it. I think it's a shirt that would look better close up than maybe does from a distance. But the flames, I think, are the best part of it. I don't know whether the black frames were bad or anything. I will say this. I've covered Big Bash games at the Gabba for the Brisbane Heat. And you'd be shocked to know it's quite hot in Brisbane, and they actually do those like those flame things that come up during the game, and they're right in front of the press box, and It feels hot before that happens. And afterwards, it's like you can't, I couldn't concentrate in the next five overs. I don't actually know what happened in the next five overs because it was so fucking hot. I was so let me just say, they really go all in on these flames. They right? It is hot in Brisbane and they are not afraid to tell everyone. Well, I think this is okay. What about, I just want to ask a general question about Big Bash. I would say for all the mistakes the Big Bash has made in many different ways, their shirt designs overall have probably been the strongest from beginning to end of any of these leagues, you know, of any of these, certainly of any of these major leagues. You know, there aren't many rogue shit ones. And I think it's probably because it's, you know, Cricket Australia have a guiding hand over the design principles. You don't get an owner who comes in who's like, I want yellow and purple or you know, or what, do you know what I mean? You don't get something like the Jaffna Stallions where like one owner has great design sense and the next owner has no idea what they're doing. And so there is like, I wouldn't say I love all the shirt designs or all the colors or anything like that, but it's very rare I look at them and go, these are terrible shirts. And I don't know where, but, you know, I think the Renegades nailed their color quite early on and they've had some really good shirt design. Sydney Sixers is another one that you could put up there. So I think there are a lot of very good shirts that come from this place. And Brisbane went all in. This is not like, this is not a normal color for Queensland, right? Like it's not how they go with things. And they, you know, and that was on purpose because they were trying to go away from the Queensland side of things. But it's not, when I think of Queensland, I don't think of teal. And yet they've kind of made this their color.
You probably think of maroon, right, when you think of Queensland. But I love the teal. In fact, I think in the international jerseys, Estelle picked the teal New Zealand one, right, if I'm not wrong. Yeah. And I think it's a cool color to bring into jerseys. Plus, they really nailed the, you know, holistic tealness of this particular one. Because I know that you're not a, you don't mind the black flames, but I think the blue flames are a lot more sexy. And it's just more consistent throughout. And I like consistency in jerseys. And to your earlier point, the Big Bash jerseys, their colors always pop. And I think that's nice. I do appreciate about that.
Because they pair it with a black all the time. Like pretty much every team has some kind of element of black, right? But I think they had a really bad season where they made pretty much every jersey the same with slight differences in shades. Just a couple of people, I think.
So that was, I think that was a throwback to when we used to do that in Australia when touring teams would come.
Okay.
And I think Sri Lanka was one of the teams that started bringing its own jerseys. Mm. And before that, Australia would make the jerseys and that's what you would wear, right? And, you know, 92 World Cup is the perfect example of that. But you can go back. There's some great old English jerseys that you can get an Australian version of and everything else. And then things start to change a little bit more. But so I think they were trying to do that. They just didn't nail that year perfectly. But if you compare it to the 100, who've copied the Big Bash in so many ways, how many 100 shirts are good and overall, they don't pop in the same way. So you might be right. Maybe it is a combination of the colors and everything else. I'm not sure. I've got back-to-back here, don't I?
Yep.
Yes, you do.
Oh, the next one's easy. The Chattagram Challengers.
A BPL jersey, eh? I like how we've touched every goddamn league. no one will be upset.
Now, this one. I could have gone so much higher for this. And I reckon you could pick about six or seven of their different kits that you would go with here. They don't miss very often. This, as I was saying, them and the Jaffna Stallions, if you go through and just put in Chattagram Challenges, and again, I know me and Estelle care about this, and probably Vish is another one. The actual training kits sometimes are absolutely fire. I could have picked any one of them. I've gone with this one because I like the, I'm assuming Tamil writing on the shoulder in the background.
Sanskrit.
Is it Sanskrit?
Right? Yeah.
Probably. You tell me. I don't even know what it is, but I love it because I've never seen a shirt do something like that before.
Pretty sure it's Sanskrit.
I think it's a great shade of purple, but also it's not, it's a purple that fades down to something else. I think it's a really good kit, but I could have them anywhere. I just figured neither of you would pick them because who actually watches the BPL other than sickos like me? So I figured I could put them in at any spot. And I could have made an all challenges kit here all the way through, I reckon, because there's so many that I like. And I'm not even like a big purple guy, but there's so many different variations that they have nailed. If you compare them to some of the other purple teams in T20 cricket, I think they've been fantastic all the way through. They've also had a teal version as well, which was, I'm just trying to remember what year that was. But yeah, there was another year when they changed it up a little bit where they had the purple hats, and they had the, I don't know what that black mass is on the middle of the chest, but they've had that, sometimes with some of the other, teams as well. So they've had multiple different colors and they've been successful, and there's always something going on. Quite often it is that, if I'll take your word on it, it's Sanskrit. They've got the logo and they also fade in between two different colors. So I'll just show you, I'll show you one more. This is, what year was this one? 2020. This is the 2022 year, where this is a light blue one, which does a very similar thing. So they've worked out their general aesthetic, but they're willing to mix up with the colors a little bit.
I like this one.
Yeah, I don't think they miss very much. As I said, I know I have some friends who've played for them. I think I was offered a job with this team, by the way. Not back. Biggest mistake of my life. I hadn't checked the kits out. But the training kits and the stuff around, like everything is really good. Whoever came up with this aesthetic absolutely nailed it. So Chattergrim challenges for me.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again. Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
I like it, but I don't love it. And I'll tell you what I like about it. The shade of purple is nice. The map of Bangladesh at the back kind of faded away.
Is that what that mass is? Oh, great. I was never sure what it was. I even Googled it and I couldn't find what it was. I was like, it's not, because it kind of looked like a bull's head to me. And I was like, well, it's not a bull because they're the challengers.
That's Bangladesh. But I like the map. I like the Sanskrit. I'm not a huge fan of the logo or the sponsors. And whilst I appreciate the purple and the shade of purple and that fading into black, that weird white thing at the bottom left is just something I'm not having any of that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I get that. I don't mind that at all. It's not all of their shirts have that. But yeah, I'm not anti. I don't have any issue with that. I think it's a good shirt altogether. Again, another one without a collar, which is interesting how many of those are coming through. This is hard because, as you can tell, I like pink shirts. Mm-hmm. I was given a Sydney Sixers shirt by Ed Cowan once, which he got me a medium, and I was very much not a medium at that size. It's taken me years to get down to that size. And I like the Sixers and I like the Royals, but I also have one other shirt that I think is fantastic. But I don't think I feel comfortable going without one pink shirt. So I'm going to go... The Barbados Royals.
Right. Yes. I was going to go for a pink shirt for my next pick, and I was sweating over here that you're going to pick mine, and I'm so happy you didn't.
So,
but this one's a really good one, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a 2023 Royal shirt, I think, is the one, if I've got it right. it's just, for whatever reason, Rajasthan haven't, it's funny because they're the main team here, but they haven't quite nailed it. And the Pal Royals, is it, in South Africa, is the other franchise. And they've got really good shirts as well. And apologies to the Sydney Sixers, because they've had some very, very good shirts. But I'm going to go with the Barbados Royals shirt of 2023, I think it is the year.
I didn't get the link, but I'm Googling this as we speak. Yeah, it looks nice. I like the patterns in between, and the shade of pink is also nice. Plus, it's like a better version of what you would say was Rajasthan Royals jersey last year, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's an upgrade. And also, it's funny, I was talking to Vish, because, you know, Vish is one of the few other people that cares about this stuff as much as we do. and I was saying to him, that was one shirt that I had on my list, and he was saying that what makes it better is that the logo of the Bayesian side is better than the Rajasthan logo, you know, on the pocket. Trident, and right? He's right. The trident is actually better. And it's a very good point. It's as simple as that they've kind of nailed that side of it. But yeah. So that's Barbados Royals 2023, but there's a few, I almost have that there because there's so many good pink shirts for me.
Yeah, honestly, it was a tough one because I really wanted a pink shirt as well. I actually hadn't looked at this one, and this is really nice. You know, the tridents all the way through. You know, they're doing this weird circly thing towards the middle, and it looks really like it's very aesthetically pleasing. So, I mean, that's a solid pick. I was also like, when I was thinking about pink shirts, I was confused between the Sydney Sixers and another shirt that I have picked. And the only reason is because I prefer baby pink to shocking pink. And that is the reason why I've gone with Rajasthan Royals 2019. And
I just hope everyone picked up Estelle's face when you said that out loud. I don't know if she's ever had more respect for you or less respect for you. I'm not sure which direction she went with it.
But was it on
she
the baby
was not
pink
expecting
versus...
you to say that, that statement.
I mean, was it Estelle because I said baby pink or shocking pink? Which one?
No, I mean, you generally, it's just pink, right? For a lot of guys who are picking jerseys. So.
Oh my God. Now being.
I'm with Bayram here. No, I think men are more particular with pink than women because that sort of, if you don't get the right pink for you, this pink, fine for me. If I tried baby pink, right? Or a more beige pink. No. It doesn't work at all. So I'm all with Bayram here on this particular one. I don't like this color of pink.
Interesting.
Is my issue.
So I like the Sydney Sixers jerseys through the years, but the shocking pink, I don't know. I wouldn't want to wear it, right? Even though I think other people can pull it off. I'm not hating on the color itself. But this pink that in the picture that I sent you guys or the link that I sent you guys, Stokes and Steve Smith, they're wearing it. I love how the dark blue is kind of just there for the collar and one sleeve, and it's fading away into the baby pink. And I love the hat as well. And I think the sponsors, the Lakshmi cement thing doesn't look great. But out of all of the pink jerseys that I had researched, this one, you know, took the cake for me. So that's why it's my final pick. Plus, now I have two IPL jerseys, two PSL jerseys, and one, what do you call it? A Big Bash jersey. So it's nicely spread out.
Yeah, you know, you've done well there. And this is 2019, am I right?
Yes, 2019. Yeah. And they originally wore this in 2018 for like a breast cancer.
I was about to say, was this, this was the first year they went pink, wasn't it?
Yeah, and after that, how everyone, you know, appreciated that jersey and loved it so much, they just went pink in 2019. And I think
they had horrendous shirts before this. Their color was terrible, and their shirts design, my memory was not, I wasn't sitting there going, these are good shirts.
Yeah. Plus, you know, it is the pink city. That's what they call it. So it makes sense for it to be pink. And this is the shade of pink that I absolutely love. Like, I own a few shirts that are this shade of pink. And you know what? If there's someone in Rajasthan who owns this and, you know, doesn't think I'm anti-Indian and doesn't hate on me, hey, I'll send you my address. Send this one to me. I can even pay you for it. That's much how I love the shade of pink.
It's
salmon, isn't it? Would you call it salmon?
Do you think I should message Manoj Badali, send him the clip of this and go, Manoj, do you have any? Because they probably have more of them in London than they do.
True.
We'll see. We'll see if he can. We can clip that out for you. I like the blue neck of this shirt, only because It's quite experimental. It's quite different to some of the other shirt designs. And I think it's quite good. I think you are right. The sponsor stuffs this shirt up a little bit.
It does.
You know, it's one of those things of American sports advertise on every single thing, but they nail shirt designs because they keep them so clean. And I think in cricket, there was one you were talking about before, and I can't remember which one you brought up, that where the sponsor clearly had changed their colours to match the shirt.
Brisbane Heat.
Yeah, that's such an important thing, because if you can do that, it just looks like a better shirt and it makes sense. And, you know, we've all of us have football shirts with, you know, Emirates on the front or whatever, you know, whoever the major sponsor of that team is, but they just look better without it.
Yeah. And plus, when the sponsors just write their name, like Nokia for the KKR jersey that is self-picked, and Pepsi for the Multan jersey that I picked, it just looks a whole lot cleaner. Any sponsors who are viewing this video, don't go with the full logo that you have. Just kind of improvise, you know, kind of blend it into the shirt.
No, that's a perfect example of like the Lakshmi cement. It's a crap logo. That would be a crap logo on anything, right? They love it and that's fine, but it looks terrible on this particular shirt. And I'm not a salmon fan, so it doesn't bother me at all. But let me make a call, man. See if I can find you any Rajasthan shirts.
I would love that. And I am a huge salmon fan, both the color and the fish.
All the salmon.
All right, Estelle, last pick for you.
Okay, so I've got a lot that I've written down remaining.
You're going to have to give this last pick and then go through all, because me and Bayram don't have as many as you. You've gone nuts.
I have three more that I didn't.
Yeah, so I have to pick between a BBL or WBBL jersey and a PSL one. I really want to go for the PSL one because it's nice. But since I already have a PSL and I don't have a BBL one, I'll go with the Adelaide Strikers Indigenous. I don't know whether they had different ones for the men and women, but this one says women's jersey. So it's everything good about the Indigenous jerseys, right? That this whole season where they've had, every team has had them. Just, it looks so good.
Yeah.
And the Australian jersey looked good. Just the colors they've used, the contrast they've used. I think probably the season where they used Indigenous jerseys across the board was like the best season of jerseys for the BBL. So that would be my last one.
This is a fantastic one. Yeah, I think as someone obviously from Australia, and the Indigenous stuff sometimes can get messy, and sometimes it's harder to pick it up. I think you can pick up the stuff here. To go back to Bayram's point about the Nike logo, again, Nike logo, the Strikers logo, which is terrible, the Strikers logo, but we'll skip that for a minute. And even whatever people's choice is, like, it would be great if it wasn't red, but they're out of the way, and it allows you to look at the black dot circles in the middle and then that big one at the bottom. I think it's fantastic. And I don't think Strikers have had that many great shirts. I know Redback Jim, is that his name? The guy who collects South Australian cricket shirts and I think he has every South Australian shirt. He'll be quite angry at that. But I don't think the Strikers have had great shirts, despite the fact that they have a nice colour pattern sometimes. Yeah. But this is, for me, it's fantastic. And it's front and back too, isn't it? Actually, I think I can bring the photo up. I think it's on both sides. In fact, the back might even be nicer because it doesn't have any of the logos and stuff. I think it's a really, really cool shirt, this one. And I think there's a couple of others I would have had ahead of it, but it was only because I didn't want to pick like three Indigenous shirts and three Chattagram shirts because I would have ended up with so many from the same. But I thought this was fantastic.
I love the pattern, of course, and the blue and the black and the white. They kind of blend in together really, really well. I love the shoulders as well. I think those small circles look really nice, and the big circle in the middle looks nice automatically. I mean, that I think most people would think that that is really nice looking, but People's Choice does kind of ruin this one for me. I'll be real. Plus, I think I know what People's Choice is. I think they just make like water and food and stuff like that.
Well, that's what people choose, man.
Yeah, that is what people choose. But I am happy with the pick though overall. I think just the fact that this is probably the best Indigenous kit, probably, maybe. Just based on that, I think it's a solid pick.
Well, it's not the best one because I picked the first one first.
Well, the orange helps you over there, okay? Mm. Yeah. The orange really helps you.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
What else have you got, Estelle? Because I know you've got a huge list. You might pick up some of the ones that me and Bayram have. Mm.
Yeah, so I had some of the ones that you guys had as well. The PSL one that I wanted to pick was Laho Calendars, the seasons one. The one with the, was it the city map or whatever?
You like that?
I like that it. I like it. I like both of them. I think the red one looks better.
The red one looks better. I'll give
the red one is good. The green one's horrific, isn't it?
The green one is really bad.
So which one's the home one? The red?
No. The green one is the home one and the red one is the away one.
The green one,
but
doesn't
yes.
look that good on person, I think.
I was about to say, the green one doesn't look very good on a human. There's something about the way that the map fades out and it suddenly looks like you've got a different t-shirt underneath it or something. Whereas the red one, it fades out earlier and it fades out in a different spot. I don't know. It just works. I like the red one. I also think that's a real, I mean, maybe they've got that idea from someone else, maybe a football team or something. But that's again, you're showing you're part of the city, right? I think that's a good one.
I like the idea behind it. And actually, on second thought, the red one is quite nice, but the green one is just horrific.
The green one's
horrific. Do not like that at all. What else
have
you got?
Yeah, so I've also got, so this one, I didn't pick it because the picture I found was of Faf. So I felt like that would like sway our decision, right? So St. Lucia Kings 2021 with like the teal sleeves. I can send it to you guys. It's like a teal or light blue sleeve.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
It's got like the dark blue inside. I mean, the body of the jersey. I think it looks really good. Another one.
Just to say that when I worked for St. Lucia, we didn't have kits anywhere near as good as that.
This is a good one. I like this jersey. I like how those two shades of blue kind of work with each other. And it's very, very clean looking. So yeah, good one. In fact, I feel like this should have made it to our list.
I almost picked it, but then I thought of Faf and I thought, he looks good in any jersey. So,
how does Raheem Cornwall look in this shirt?
I think he looks good as well, right?
No, but I'm saying that's the real test, isn't it? That and you know it's a good shirt, right? Like, you're talking about Faf, you could put in anything. If you put a normal human being in the thing, you could tell very early on. And Raheem, I suppose he's not normal. He's still abnormal, but he's abnormal in a different way.
Two more I had was the Brisbane Heat 2018 one with the black flames. I thought actually that looked better than the one we picked or you picked. And I had Jaffna Stallions. So the one Jared picked, the alternate one, the dark blue version of that.
Which is also beautiful as well. Yeah, I wasn't sure which way to go. I think the other one just stands out a little bit more.
Yep.
But yeah, I thought both of those were absolutely fantastic because it's got like the light blue stallion on it, doesn't it? Yeah. No, that's very good as well. I just thought the only difference is I thought that one was a bit more normal, whereas the other one really, really stands out. Have you got any more? Or have we seen all yours?
That's it.
So I've got the a Melbourne Renegades one, which I'm positive I've seen, but couldn't find anywhere outside of, oh wait, I can't even. Sorry, everyone. I've sent you a link that is Oh, no, I've sent you the wrong link anyway. There's a Melbourne Renegades one where they have the big Renegade thing on the front, but usually they have it in white. Hmm. And this is one where, for whatever reason, it's all faded. And so the actual big R is faded. So it's a really cool red shirt, but with an R that makes it look like it's, you know, been used a bunch of times, even though it's a brand new shirt. I thought that was a fantastic one. Obviously, it talked about many of the Sydney Sixers ones that I thought were really good. But also Gujarat's first shirt. I found it really hard to leave that out.
That was one of mine.
Yeah. The what is it? The little light blue bits that run through the sort of design. I think that's probably worthy. It's just that I had to have a pink shirt on, and so I didn't go with them right at the end. But I thought that Gujarat one was good. There's also I'm gonna text you through some of these. There's a bunch, and I didn't know how we felt. I didn't know how we felt about what do you call them now? English county teams and whether they were franchise shirts or not, right? So I got it two in my own head, but I'm going to send through. There's a bunch of, I've got about five Lancashire shirts. I love Lancashire's colors. And so I've got, there's a modern Phil Salt one that has come through just on the WhatsApp to you guys that was on the Shirts of Cricket Instagram page, which is a great page, who should do more franchise stuff, which I think is fantastic. I've got the Zelmi one with the big, it almost looks like another indigenous painting in the middle.
It is.
Which I thought was fantastic.
It has the markhors on it, which is Pakistan's national animal. So there's that.
I don't like yellow, as I said before, but I thought that's a beautiful one. Do you see this Leicestershire one that I've sent through? The old fashioned ones? So there was a bunch of years in county cricket where almost every team had this design. And I reckon I have about five of these ones. They're horrendous, some of them. And this one is not pretty at all, but I love the fox on it. It is such a 1990s, early 2000s looking cricket shirt. And then the Central Sparks, I think they're called. Is that the women's Super Smash, or is it? Because I think they're called the Vaults in the men, but I think it's the same shirt for both, which is, it's a black shirt. And then it's got these really cool multicolored shoulders. That I think is just a fantastic design. I've never seen, it's a really, really simple thing to do, because it's a black shirt and you're like, oh, that's a bit boring. And then you look at the side and you're like, oh, no, they've nailed this. So I think that's really cool. I don't know how it would look if it was long sleeve. It might look a little bit bizarre. I didn't see a long sleeve version. I just saw the short sleeve version here. But I thought that was a really, really good one. Also, the thing I liked about that one is it was designed by Gray Nichols.
Ooh.
And a lot of these are, you know, the cricket companies don't design them as much. So is it Missouri who make the helmets? They design a lot of cricket shirts around the world, but they don't have their name on them, so people don't know. So if you know of any of the people who've designed this, or people who've designed multiple ones that you think are really cool, let us know. I went past the store in London the other day, and it sold cool looking football shirts, right? And that's what that shop does. And it's silly to me that in cricket, we haven't got anywhere near that level at the moment. And look, I'm the wrong person to talk about here, because I have whatever it is, 80 different cricket shirts in my house. And I don't, have you guys ever seen the video of me trying on all the cricket shirts?
I think I have.
I think I've seen part of it.
Yeah. So, you know, people like me and Redback Jim, we are obviously a bit more obsessed about this, but this is a big part of cricket culture. And I think it's something that we kind of skip over a little bit, and we're better with international shirts. But there's some really cool franchise shirts out there that I think should get more respect. And, you know, and I'm not just talking about the Seattle Thunderbolts, but I do really like this shirt. I also have, let me find it. Oh,
this is the Orcas one, isn't it? I've seen this one.
So I somehow have both Seattle shirts here.
Yeah, this is the Orcas one.
Yeah, this is the Seattle Orcas one that I was given there someone sent it to me, but it was the Heinrich Klassen one. It's not going to make my list, I think. This one, it's the logo is weird as hell, and the colors, it's just not for me. The one thing I do like about it, and it's a small thing, is I do like the Seattle Orcas bit the top on the back, the writing on the top. But yeah, it's not the best. But yeah, I love cricket shirts.
Orcas are already attacking humans in boats, so why hand them a cricket bat, right? That just doesn't sound good. But The ones that you showed, Jared, I really like the, what was it, Central Sparks one. Plus, you have Izzy, you know, kind of modeling it for you, which
that I do wonder if Izzy Wong is making it look a little bit too good. Yeah.
Plus, if she had the silver hair, she would completely boss it with this jersey, right?
She's a little bit the Faf du Plessis of female players, right? Where you're just like, well, that's cheating.
Yeah, that is kind of cheating. But I love the sleeves. And I mean, black jerseys generally look really nice. Plus, in my list, the ones that I didn't pick, the Gujarat Titans 2022 jerseys there, the one with the light blue Thunderbolts. And I just feel like when it comes to sponsors, that Ather thing really fits in, you know? So
is that company, because that's a crypto company, right?
Oh, is it? I have no idea.
Does it even exist anymore? Like, because I think they sponsored a few cricket teams around the world, and I'm not sure. I have never checked, but I remember, I won't name the person, but someone saying to me, oh yeah, I've got this big sponsorship with this crypto company. And I was like, yeah, my man, let me tell you about how this is going to go. They sponsored quite a few, I think might have sponsored Lancashire or Yorkshire as well. Ooh. And there was maybe one of the other smaller leagues. So they threw their weight around, but you're right. Again, it goes back to, if you're going to have the crappy logo on the front, at least make it match everything else.
Yeah. Plus, like, I too wanted to go with a pink shirt, which is why this one missed out. Because if I had another pick, I would have gone for Gujarat 2022. But I'm glad that, you know, more people felt the same way about it. Other than that, I had Barbados Royals 2021. You can go take a look at it. It's a very, very nice and rich shade of blue. And the tridents look super cool on this one as well. And I love how on one sleeve they have like a pink band. And on the other one, they have like a yellow band. So they're doing that two color theme that's their idea. And plus, if you wear those two different colors as your shoes as well, I think that amplifies the look. The only thing I don't like about this is that in this season, their helmets were like yellow. So, you know,
I knew you were going to come for the yellow.
I actually love yellow, but I don't think that this shade of blue is perfect with yellow, right? Because it's really rich and really nice looking. And I also like if Estelle didn't pick KKR 2008, that was going to be my second pick. I was almost went with it as my first pick, actually, because I think it's just that great and iconic. I've mentioned the Sydney Sixers shocking pink as well. I mean, you could take any version of their jerseys and it's kind of like their thing, right? They introduced that. The last one that I had on my list was Sydney Thunder from this year, 2023-24, because they went with these starry sort of jerseys this year in the Big Bash. And I think Thunder were the only team who kind of pulled it off. Because it was again complemented with black, as Estelle mentioned. And that, you know, shiny sort of touch only looked good, for me at least, with that shade of green that the Sydney Thunders have.
So, wasn't it the Sydney Thunder, though? Weren't they one of the ones who had the big horrendous ad across the front of theirs that completely ruined the shirt?
Well, not this one, right?
Oh, okay.
I sent it to you guys.
Oh, sorry, it hasn't come through yet. But yeah, one of the ones
Oh, it does actually, you're right. The home star isn't great.
Yeah. And yeah, again, another crappy logo where you just like, because I don't mind that one. Sydney Thunder haven't had many great shirts, but I don't mind it at all. But I'm just like, this, you've got, and also,
that
I don't know.
That was the season, right? Where they had, across the board, they had bad jerseys, or I felt they weren't.
I think it was probably, yeah, one of the ones they struggled more. Also, and this is just a stupid point, but they're sponsored by Homestar and by Homeworld.
That is interesting. The Melbourne Stars have had some decent jerseys as well over the years. Like, I don't think we have any green jerseys in this, or do we? But they used to have some decent ones, especially the season in which Haris Rauf did really well. I remember their jersey was quite nice.
I've worked with them and I never got a jersey, but I've got some of their training kit and stuff is really, really cool because they use a bit more black in their training kit at times. Yeah. And so I've got t-shirts and stuff of their training kit, which I do like. Their jerseys are okay. The hilarious thing about their jerseys, and it's worth talking about this, is, you know, they're green and they have a star on them, and you know why that is the case.
Yeah.
It is supposed to be to get Pakistanis to buy their shirts, which is absolutely hilarious.
They have the House of Rauf as well, right? Or something like that.
That was beforehand. I think their big plan was to put the get a green shirt, put a star on it, and get Shahid Afridi into the side. And then we're going to sell all these shirts, which is just absolute madness. But I don't mind the stars. Just to get back to the 100, what's the best 100 shirt?
Manchester?
I don't even know. Which one is Manchester? Is it the one with butter kissed on it? Oh no,
the black one.
Let me just look at the 100 kits real quick,
because they're not great.
They're
shirts,
not that great. Yeah,
I don't remember them being that aesthetically pleasing. The light, the teal one. Which one is the teal one? Is that the Invincibles?
I should know. It that, might be. I? So, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, that one then. That one for me.
I don't mind that one. I mean, it's okay, but I wouldn't wear it.
Yeah. I wouldn't wear any of those shirts.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the point. So I see the Invincibles one quite a bit on the bus. They advertise quite a bit in the city. And I always think to myself, we can do better cricket.
Also, we obviously didn't go towards the Blast because that doesn't technically qualify as franchise. But one of the best pink shirts in the game is Middlesex.
Middlesex have had some good shirts, actually. Yeah, I would not disagree with that. I think they've had some very nice shirts. As I said, I think Lanx have had some really good shirts over their period as well. And there's some really bizarre old Blast shirts, some of which I have, which are just like, whoa, who came up? Whose idea was this? This is sensational. So yeah. I do think there's some cool. I also think it would be great. And if someone came up with not a white kit, but like an off-white kit at one stage as like a homage to Test cricket. I mean, you can't have it fully white because of the ball, but like if there's a way of kind of getting it together of making it like, you know, a bit more creamy or whatever, it would be hilarious. And no, nothing else, just all one color and just being like, yeah, this is our retro kit.
I would love to see a beige one as well, paying homage to New Zealand. That's one color that we haven't seen in franchise T20s, which is
a
bit alarming.
We haven't seen
actually, no, I lied. Deccan Chargers had that color once upon a time.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah.
Did remember? They?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They had a weird, yeah.
Also, Deccan Chargers had a decent jersey as well. Now
when they won, their jersey was okay.
All right, let's go through the teams. Estelle, I went first, didn't I? Per Scorchers 2022 Indigenous. Jaffna Stallions 2022. Canterbury Kings 21-22, Chattagram Challengers 2022, and Barbados Royals of 2023. It suggests, looking at these dates, by the way, that franchise shirts have got a lot better recently. Bayram went RCB 2022, Peshawar Azami home in 2024, Multan Sultans 2024, Brisbane Heat 2021-22, Rajasthan Royals 2019, and Estelle went KKR 2008, Islamabad United 2024 away. UP Warriors 2024, St. Kitts and Nevis 2018, and Adelaide Strikers women's Indigenous shirt, although I think it's just the normal one, but that was the link that we had 23-24. So feel free to tell us as many as possible. And if you want to start an Instagram account that just does pictures of franchise shirts, tell me, because I would definitely follow that. Tell us what we've missed or what you like in the comments.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you guys. Obviously, there must be a few jerseys that we haven't thought of, right? Because there's just been so much franchise cricket. So let us know which ones those were. And also let us know in the comments who you think won this one. Anyway, that'll be a wrap for this episode of Crick Picks. And if you enjoyed it, give us a like on YouTube, subscribe to both this channel and Jared's other channel on YouTube. And for all of our videos, podcasts, and writing, you can go to goodareas.co, which is a one-stop shop for everything that we do as part of our team. We'll be back next week with another episode of Crick Picks. For now, that is all. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. This podcast has an ad-free version via Patreon, where there are also many other extras as well, including a Discord channel where you can chat to me directly. There is a link to the Patreon in the show notes. We are an independent podcast, so support us any way you can. Maybe give us a review, subscribe, or share on social media. All of these things help us. And when it comes to podcasts, word of mouth is always the best way of making it grow. If we had a guest on, chances are their socials are in the show notes. please support everyone who comes on this show. I am Jared Kimber, and this is my network. But we also have hosts and co-hosts like Bairam Kazi and Estelle Vassadevan. This network is overseen by Nick McCorriston, and each episode is produced by Ishit Kaburka at Sound Potion Studio. Mukunda Bandredi, or Muku as most people will know, is the head of our YouTube channels, and he also helps out with so many other things like the podcast recordings. And there's so many other people we could thank here, but I just want to thank all the listeners and all the people who help behind the scenes that make this podcast work. If you make any content, Minbo Pro is the tool for you. Take your long format content and cut it and slice it for social media. This AI-inspired weapon will turn your one piece of work into so many clips. Try Minbo.pro now.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.